Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quantity assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, Ms. Nikki. I want to have you set up a claim for me.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim, sir? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. First, can I please have your social so I can be able to take a look at your account for you?
416-315186.
That's 416-315186. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is D'Angelo Williams. My birthday is July 25th, 1988. And my mother's name is Carmelita Williams.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Excuse me?
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
My weekly?
Your weekly certification.
Oh, I haven't.
Okay, you said you haven't filed your weekly certification. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
A state ID.
Can you verify your state ID number?
181-5356.
Do you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
It could come to a benefits card.
If you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within 5 to 7 business days.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1511 Layton Avenue. L-E-I-G-H. I'm pretty sure you know how to spell it. T-O-N.
Yes, sir. Can you verify your city, your state, and your zip code?
Anniston, Alabama, 36207.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
281-224-4731.
Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
No.
Okay, it's something totally different than what you provided me with. Did you want me to change that for you?
Could you give me the number that you got?
I'm sorry, I won't be able to give you that information. Did you want me to change that for you?
Yes. 281-224-4731.
I do apologize. What was that number?
281-224-4731.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the information. That's 281-224-4731. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your email address?
It is my first name, my last name, 75@gmail.com. So that would be D'Angelo Williams, 75@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, your last name, 75@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Your mailing address is 1511 Layton Avenue, Innocent, Alabama, 36207. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 313 Golden Rosette Circle. It's at 3614 Chestnut Ridge Lane. It's at 5108 McLennan Boulevard. It's at 702 Shirley Court Southeast. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
5108 McClellan Boulevard.
Okay, thank you. When did you purchase the property at 6586 San Maguire Towers Drive? It's a January the 2012. It's a April 2016. It's a October 2018. It's a August 2021. Or had never been associated with this property?
Never been associated with the property.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Which other foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's the 1648 South Ellis Street. It's at 26 Haynes Drive. It's at 3670 West 14th Street. It's at 505 Alston Park Drive. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
It's 3670 West 14th Street.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employed that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
All right. Now, this is the question I have for you. I work for a place called Southern Food Service Management. We actually feed the military soldiers on Fort McClellan base. I don't actually know if that's considered a government job. All I know is I was serving government officials.
Okay, now what I can do for you, I can be able to talk to my supervisor about this issue. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment. I'm still waiting on that response from my supervisor, and it's just gonna be one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for waiting. Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Were you hired by the military to do that? To serve the food?
No, I was not hired by the military.
Okay, just give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. I do apologize about the wait. That's going to be no on that question. Did you want me to go ahead and put no for you?
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Did you serve on active duty in the United States in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. When was the last day that you worked?
It was last Saturday. I don't know that actual day. I believe it was the 18th of July, though.
Okay, you said July the 18th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for myself.
Okay, that's going to be yes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, did you close down your business because of COVID or?
No.
Is it because of lack of work?
no.
Okay. And what is the issue about having your own business? Are you still open?
Excuse me? Repeat that.
Yes, sir. Are you still open?
No, no.
Okay, what's the reason why you're not open?
I never had my own business.
So did you want me to put down no for you?
Yes, you can put no.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Commission base.
Okay, so that's going to be yes.
I don't have a business.
Okay, so that's going to be no. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's correct.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
100 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
$13.50.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring home?
No, I do not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title and description?
A laborer.
Okay, you said a laborer. Is that correct?
Yes.
With your job description, were you performing tasks involving physical labor at the building?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your job title and description you're seeking a job for?
What is my job title that I'm seeking a course for?
No, sir. What is your job title and description you seeking a job for?
I don't know how to answer that.
Are you trying to find like a warehouse job or cashiering job or being a stalker?
Oh, stalker. Yes, a stalker.
Okay, thank you. With the stocker position, are you going to be receiving, storing, and issuing sales store merchandise, stocking shelves, racks, and cases?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Do I what?
Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
It was Southern Home, Southern Food Service.
Okay, it's called Southern Food Service Management.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your employer phone number?
It is 205-439-0542.
205-439-0542.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your employment start date?
My start date?
What is your employment start date? The very first day that you started working there at Southern Food Service.
It could have been April 2022.
What's it like, the beginning, the middle, or the end?
I say the beginning of April.
Okay, it's the first, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Perfect.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 18th of June. Well, if I had a calendar, it would be better because, I can look it up for you.
Go ahead.
It was, I believe, the 18th of July.
Yes, sir. That was on a Monday.
Okay, it was last Monday. So it could have been 18th. It could have been July, I would say 16th. That was my last day. That Saturday, July 16th, 2022, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What city and state the work was performed in?
Anniston, Alabama.
Did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Holiday pay.
Okay. Is that going to be after your last day of work?
That was before.
Okay. Would it be okay if I put you down for no?
Okay. Totally.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
I guess I just got tired of the job.
Did you voluntarily quit?
I was fired.
Okay, you've been discharged. What's the reason why you no longer working?
They say I was trying to take time from the clock, but I had no earthly idea on what they was talking about because I wouldn't want to steal time.
So, did you consider that being like a violation of company policy?
I guess so. Yes, ma'am. Violation of company policy. That is great.
What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
The name is Brad Evans.
Was he your manager, your supervisor?
Oh, he was my supervisor.
Okay, thank you. What was the date of your discharge?
July the 16th or 17th. July 16th or 17th.
Wouldn't it be okay if I put the 16th?
Oh, it's totally fine.
Okay. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I guess violation of work policy.
Okay, you said violation of work policy. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
I don't think I did. No, I did.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Can you repeat that?
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What did I do to try to resolve the problem?
Yes, sir.
Right in the right time, I guess.
Okay, you said right in the right time. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Not violate, you know, work policies.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I actually got audited.
You had got audited? Is that correct?
Uh-huh. I believe so.
Did you want me to put yes for you, or you want me to put no?
You could put no.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
I have to find a pen. Give me
yes,
one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem.
I have one. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Your temporary PIN number is 86.
Uh-huh.
88.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be your temporary PIN number. Did you want to repeat that back to me?
8688.
Yes, sir. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. Your unemployment claim was just finished. Also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, on next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This bullet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And so you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Now, don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, sir.
One question.
Yes, sir.
What is it? www.labor.alabama.com?
No, sir. It's www.labor.alabama, uh-huh, which is spelled all the way out.
.gov. Oh, .gov.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
And I got to file my claim every Sunday.
Every Sunday. That's correct.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You are more than welcome, and thank you so much for calling.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.